is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. I am your host, Sarah. Usually I am introduced as your co-host, Sarah. Unfortunately, Stacy is a bit under the weather this week and will not be joining me for Weird News, which makes me very sad. I do very much enjoy co-hosting with Stacy and talking about the strange things that happen in the world, in the news. But today I am solo, so I don't know. I should have come up with a weird news story for why Stacy is under the weather or why she's not here. I could have come up with some epic adventure for her to be on, but clearly I missed that opportunity, so I guess I'm just going to have to turn to the weird news stories for this episode. And if you see the title of this episode, it is called Animal Antics. All of our segments today will be about animals not exactly acting out of character, because they are acting mostly in character, I would say, just strange circumstances. The first one takes place in Jefferson, Colorado, and it is the story of police freeing a bear who was locked in a car. Now, somebody didn't lock the bear in the car. A resident discovered that a bear had gotten into and locked itself in their car. Now, bears are very curious. They have incredible senses of smell. So if there are bears in the area, you do not want to leave food anywhere that they can get to it. And if you think that leaving it in your closed car is a good idea, it is not. They can figure out things. They can get into cars. They can sometimes get into trunks, which is amazing. So this bear apparently figured out how to open a door, or I don't know, clearly didn't break a window or it would have been able to get back out. So must have figured out how to open a door, climb in the car for whatever it was smelling, and then I'm guessing probably put a paw on the driver's side lock. How many of us have done that in our lives? Obviously, we wouldn't have locked ourselves in because we would have known how to get ourselves back out. But many of us, I know, have locked ourselves out of our car by hitting that lock and not having the keys, or, you know, whatever it might be. So this bear locked itself into a car. The resident who discovered it called the sheriff's department, or called the police at any rate, and the sheriff's department was sent out. Sheriff deputies took an interesting approach to getting the bear out of the car in that they tied a rope to the car door and then went a safe distance away and pulled it open. Now, probably the owner of the car had a spare set of keys, so that wasn't a problem. They didn't, or, you know, they got a locksmith. Either way, not a big deal to unlock the door. But if a bear has been stuck in your car for any length of time, and I don't know how long this bear was stuck in the car, it's not going to be happy. It's going to be a little freaked out, right? Because it's been in an enclosed space. Bears, unless this was a baby, bears are big. And a bear in a locked car is worse, probably, than a bull in a china shop. At least the bull has room to maneuver. It's knocking stuff over. But a bear is going to be cramped, it's going to be stuck, and it's going to be freaked out. So they were very smart. They tied a rope to the door of this car, went a safe distance away, and then opened the door so that the bear could get out. Now, this is the second incident of a bear locking itself in a car inside a vehicle in the past week. Don't know if it was the same bear. If it is the same bear, this bear has got to figure out how to stop putting its paw on that lock. If it's a different bear, interesting. Then if it's multiple bears, first off, this is an area that has a lot of bears. So if this is an area that has a lot of bears, people have got to stop leaving food in their car. Don't do it, people. I say on this podcast, probably a lot, probably too much. You're probably tired of me hearing it, that I grew up in Montana. Doesn't make me a bear expert, but I have, you know, I spent my childhood camping with my father. I worked at a summer camp for two summers that a big part of the program was hiking ministry. And so you spent a week on trail out in the Absaroka Beartooth Mountains. And you had to learn bear safety. You know, you had to know how to store your food properly, and you can't just... But obviously, we didn't have a car then because we were hiking. So it involved finding a bear tree and putting a bag with the food in it on a rope and swinging it over a branch somewhere, because many bears can climb trees and they can climb out to the food depending on where you put it. So you have to find just the perfect spot so that the bear can't actually climb out to get the food, because they do have incredible senses of smell and they can smell that food in your car. So first thing, don't leave food in your car. And if it's going to break a window, it's going to break a window. They're probably, you know, if it can crawl in through a broken window, it can crawl out through a broken window. So it's not going to get locked in your car, but still don't put food in your car. So I don't know, maybe lock your car. You should lock your car anyway. If I don't know, if you live in an area with bears or car thieves, you should definitely lock your car. I know some people have the theory that if somebody's going to break into your car, they're going to do it regardless of whether it's locked, and you may as well leave it unlocked so that they don't damage your car trying to get into it. That does make a lot of sense, but it doesn't make a lot of sense if you have bears in your neighborhood who can open car doors. If that is the case, you're going to have to figure out, which would you rather have? Your car broken into, or a bear getting in and locking itself in your car so that when you get up in the morning and try to go to work, there's a bear in your car? I've not encountered this. I have thankfully not encountered a bear that up close, as in on the other side of my car window looking at me saying, "What the heck am I doing in your car? And please get me out so that I can go continue my summer foraging and get fat so I can hibernate." There was a statement released since this was the second incident of a bear locking itself in a car. And, you know, Stacey loves when people who put out statements or who are, peopling the social media come up with clever ways of doing that. And this is a very pun-filled statement. It says, "So please make sure you Goldilock your car to keep both thieves and bears from entering. We're positively sure that if you do, it will greatly reduce your chances of losing important items and having your car trashed." So yeah, Goldilock your car so the bear doesn't get in it. Because the bear, it's not like the bear's just going to sit in the back seat and curl up and take a nap. No, this bear is going to be freaked out. And these bears have huge claws, really long claws. And so, you know, if you're concerned that locking your car will mean someone will break a window or do something to get in and do damage to your car to take your belongings, well, first, don't leave your belongings in the car where they're visible and can tempt someone to get in there. Second, the damage done by a broken window or however the thieves enter is going to be so much less than the damage done to your upholstery by a hundreds of pound bear with very, very, very long, very sharp claws, who will get in, who will not be happy once it figures out it cannot get back out. And, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I guess it might not even have had to have locked the car, because depending on, you know, if the door just closed behind it, bears don't have opposable thumbs. So depending on what kind of a car handle you have, the bear maybe just couldn't open the door handle. Don't know. Don't know if it hit that lock and locked itself in. Don't know if it just had the door close on it suddenly and unexpectedly and couldn't get out. But bear safety, folks, if you live in a bear-filled area, or, you know, an area where bears frequent, probably if you live in one of those areas, you have a fairly decent sense of bear safety. But if you are recently moved to an area like that, or if you're visiting, make sure you ask good questions. Make sure you find out what you should do in order to avoid bears getting in your car. If you're camping, again, don't store your food in your car. Don't store your food in something that the bear can get to. Talk to a ranger if you're in a park. Talk to someone who knows and who can give you really good, solid advice for bear safety. That is the story of the bear locked in the car and who was freed by the Jefferson, Colorado Sheriff's Department. So good job, Sheriff's Department. Nicely done. Way to think practically and, you know, not just open the door and be standing right there when the bear came out. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will be moving from bears to goats. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, and I will be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. Before the break, I was talking about a bear locked in a car and said before the break that I would be moving from bears to goats. And rather than being locked in somewhere, the goats escaped. So this takes place in Idaho. Idaho, right next to Montana. Yay! it's my neighbor, or not anymore. At any rate, there were about 118 goats in a neighborhood on the west side of Boise. I think I have family in Boise. I should ask them if they saw the missing goats. About 118 goats in a neighborhood. Now, that's a lot of goats. They appear to have or to belong to the company We Rent Goats, which aptly, as the name says, rents goats. Why would you want to rent a goat, you might be asking yourself? Or some of you may be like, yes, I've rented goats. I know exactly why you would want to rent a goat. Well, you might want to rent a goat to help with your yard maintenance, to help if you have a large field or something that you get tired of mowing. Goats are a wonderful answer to that. You can get goats, rent goats to help clear weeds and help with fire suppression on private land and public property. In my town here in Northern California, I see this actually quite a lot. There's one specific field that every month, every 6 weeks or so, there's a herd of goats that suddenly appears and they eat for several days and then the goats go away. And then whatever time period that is, they come back. My grad school was built on a hill in Berkeley, and it had a very steep pitch behind the dorms. So not the greatest that you would want to mow either by hand, or you'd just fall off the riding lawnmower because it's very steep. So they would get goats and bring the goats in, which was always fun the day the goats would come to campus. And the goats would just go and trim everything down nicely. And I love this. It's an environmental option. I think it's awesome. I think if I were to ever have another life where I would have goats and I would rent them to people who wanted them to chew down and eat their fields and help them with fire prevention. We are in the midst of fire season, so fire prevention is very, very important. So the goats were supposed to be on a different site, but somehow managed to wander off. This must have been a really big site because 118 goats, that's a lot of goats. And like I said, this field that I see often it's my old neighborhood, not the neighborhood where I currently live, they would probably get, I'd say 6 to 10 goats. And it wasn't a big field. But 118 goats, I'm imagining quite a large field. They were, again, supposed to be on a certain site, and they apparently wandered off. They were found in a residential area. They weren't near pastures. There weren't anything those were that residential area. So first off, I'm hoping that all the goats were okay because they probably wandered into traffic if they were in a residential area. I'm also picturing this neighborhood where the goats have escaped. imagine if you came out and found a bear in your car in the morning on the way to work, or you came out to go to work and 118 goats were just wandering down your street, you may or may not be able to get out of that street. You may be stuck in a goat traffic jam and late for work. I'm also picturing the sheer delight of the children in the neighborhood when they wake up and there are 118, probably not, they probably dispersed, but let's just pretend that there are 118 goats in your street. Let's picture it on a cul-de-sac. I like a good cul-de-sac. Yes, this is awesome. There's goats in a cul-de-sac. Think being a child and waking up to 118 goats outside your house. Now, some children might be freaked out. Maybe they don't know goats. Other children would be ecstatic. They would probably want to go out and play with the goats. I myself might want to go out and play with the goats. There is a reason that baby goat videos are so incredibly popular right now, because baby goats are adorable. And, you know, adult goats, they're kind of so ugly that they're cute. You know, they got those big bulbous eyes, and they're not the cutest of animals, but they're actually kind of sweet. And yeah, I used to work at a preschool, and one of the moms brought goats one day for the kids, and it was awesome, which just makes me think of one small child who wasn't really that excited about the goats per se, but he was so excited every time one of the goats would poop, because then he would yell, "Poopies!" He was about 3 and a boy, and you know, that's the age where boys really, really like poop. Totally off subject. See, I can go off subject even when Stacy's not here. Probably we should blame me for the not being able to stay on topic when we are doing a podcast. At any rate, it turns out that there was a relatively small hole in the fence that they supposedly, allegedly, probably escaped through, these goats. I'm going to guess or ponder that if it was a relatively small hole at first, once 118 goats butted their way through, that by the time the last one got out, that was no longer a relatively small hole. Although it says relatively small hole in a fence, so I would also guess that when they started to investigate why the goats were not where they were supposed to be, they would, you know, if it was a big hole, they would have said they escaped through a big hole. But they said they escaped through a relatively small hole. So I stand corrected. They didn't apparently widen it. They were sneaky goats. They slipped through this hole, and I don't know how small of a hole a goat can get through. You know, they're not like rats. They can't just like slide through almost any opening. But these were some crafty goats, and they got out. So goats in a Boise neighborhood, at least it's Boise, so it's not a huge, huge, huge city. It's a decent size, but people are going to be more likely to have encountered goats, or at least seen them, been to rural areas and or farms, as opposed to, let's say, 118 goats get loose in, I don't know, Chicago or New York, where people are a little more urban and don't see goats all the time. So I don't know. I'm assuming that the goats were rounded up and taken back to We Rent Goats. And I'm not going to assume, because I actually double checked. And yes, all 118 goats have been rounded up and accounted for according to the owners of We Rent Goats. And as I was double checking on that, then I watched a video that I hadn't watched prior to this. And you know how I was talking about waking up and there being goats in your street, and the sheer joy that might bring for small children? And, you know, the goats were, according to the reporter, just wandering down the street from yard to yard and eating people's lawns, which, on the one hand, that's awesome. You wouldn't have to mow your lawn that week. But what I hadn't considered was, I'm thinking fields, and I hadn't really segued my brain into goats on a residential street. I had, but I was just thinking grass on a residential street. I wasn't thinking rose bushes. They were going to town on a rose bush. Oh, owners, I'm so sorry about your rose bush. There were goats on their hind legs stripping the leaves off of trees, a small tree in the yard. So, yeah. At any rate, the reporter said that animal control had been called, but they only brought one truck. They definitely had to call in for backup after that one. But all's well that ends well. The goats were rounded up, all 118 rounded up, accounted for, none of them were harmed, and multiple news outlets, but I'm also sure numerous cell phones caught pictures and videos of the goats just, you know, calmly wandering around eating grass and rose bushes and trees in this Boise neighborhood. So all's well that ends well, like I said. From bears to goats, and next up we have, well, we have a bison, but it's not quite the main star of the next story. So I am going to take my final break of the podcast. Stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, and I will be right back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. I am talking about the antics of animals today, starting with a bear, moving on to a herd of escaped goats, and now moving to a story peripherally about a bison, but much more than that. This is actually a story that I am quite familiar with. I'm kind of sad that I didn't get to talk to Stacy about this because it took place in Yellowstone National Park, the little bit in Glacier National Park, and Yellowstone National Park is in both Wyoming and Montana. So because of that, many, many of my friends on Facebook posted this video of a man in Yellowstone National Park taunting a bison. Now, if you've ever been to Yellowstone and probably other national parks, I don't know, but Yellowstone definitely has a lot of wildlife, especially bison, which are very huge. If you've never seen a bison up close, they are huge. They are big, they weigh a lot, and they can mess up your car. Every summer, there's always a story about a tourist who gets out of their car and gets too close to a bison, and it doesn't always end happily. I mean, do not do this. Do not do it to get closer to take a picture. Do not do it. Do not try to pose your children in front of them. Stay in your car. Listen to the rules of the park. This man was intoxicated. He was out of his car on a busy road. There's a lot of traffic on this road. Someone is taking a video with a cell phone, and he is taunting the bison, who does charge. And I do not know, this bison, I don't know if he just looked at this at the man and was like, you know what, you're drunk, I'm not messing with you. Yes, I just anthropomorphized the bison's actions. But thankfully, the bison did not gore the man, did not attack the man, did not run the man down. After running toward him a couple of times and the man sort of backing off but also continuing to taunt the bison just turned and started walking in the other direction, which is great. The story doesn't end there, though. This was reported that someone in the park had been taunting an animal. There are definite rules about wildlife, and you are not supposed to engage with them. You're definitely not supposed to taunt them, and not just because it's rude, but because it's dangerous. It's dangerous to you. It's dangerous. If that bison had charged, it could have killed that man. It could have messed up a lot of the cars who were just innocent bystanders in that vicinity. So this was reported. And then when they started doing a little more looking into the matter, it turns out that this man had been in Grand Tetons National Park prior to going to Yellowstone and had been arrested for being drunk and disorderly. Probably not that surprising to anyone. He had been released on $500 bond, but it turns out that after Grand Teton and being arrested and I believe spending a night in the jail there, then moved on to Yellowstone, where his car was pulled over. At least the car that he was in was pulled over. He was not driving. He was a passenger, but he was then cited by Yellowstone Rangers for not wearing a seatbelt. And they noted that he appeared to be intoxicated, but they didn't know about, obviously, the bond in Grand Teton at the time. Again, once they were informed of a man taunting the bison, there was video, they put two and two together, figured out who he was, turned out he had this bond, and he had told rangers at some point during his time in Yellowstone that he would be traveling to Glacier. Okay, first off, this sounds like an awesome vacation. I want to go on this vacation. I don't want to be a jerk like this guy, but I really want to go on this vacation. I've been to Yellowstone. I've been to Glacier. I haven't been to Yellowstone since I was 5, but we only lived 2 hours from Glacier, so we went all the time. And it's beautiful. I love it. But I would just love to do a vacation where I travel around to national parks. That sounds awesome. But I don't want to do the vacation the way this guy did the vacation, because so he then went to Glacier, and so when it was reported to the rangers in Glacier and they were going to keep an eye out for him, it turns out there was a report of an altercation at a place called Many Glacier, which is one of the hotels in the park. And one of the men was Reinke. I think his last name was Reinke. Yeah. He was in a fight. Probably intoxicated. I'm not 100% sure on that. But wasn't that nice of him to make it that easy for the rangers? They'd just gotten this report to look out for this man who had been, kind of rampaging through national parks. And then he just conveniently gets in a fight at Many Glacier. So they picked him up, they arrested him, and they took him back to Yellowstone, so he could be processed there, different county, etc. And I'm not 100% sure as to what has happened to him since. This was the last I had heard on this story, was that he had been arrested and transported back to that area. I should know what county it is, and I don't. I apologize. Probably Yellowstone County. But yeah, I don't actually know the name of the county, but yeah, so, like I said, there was an animal in this story, and the animal was a little bit peripheral. I'm so thankful that the animal didn't attack, because then when they do attack, there's procedures that have to be followed. Often the animal has to be put down, and that would have just, it's not good. I don't want anybody to be attacked by a bison. Part of me wants to say it would have been fair play for the guy taunting it and chasing it and yelling at it, but no, that would have had very bad repercussions for the bison itself. So I'm very glad the bison remained calm and walked away from the dumb drunk man and didn't get into trouble as a bison, because that would have not ended well for it. I'm also glad that the man continued to be dumb, only because it meant that it was easy to pick him up, and hopefully he will, it's not like he did anything, it's not like he went on a murder rampage through the national parks, but he just kind of went on a dumb rampage, a drunken vacation. I want to say I hope he learns a lesson. I don't know, he may not. At any rate, know your bear safety. Keep your goats in a place that doesn't have a small hole where they can get out and go eat people's rose bushes. And don't be dumb and drunk in national parks. That's what I got for you today. I want to thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the GSMC Weird News Podcast. I want to say, Stacy, feel better and come back. I miss you. I enjoy co-hosting with you. I hope that you will have a wonderful rest of your week. Go out and find some weird news stories, and definitely stay weird yourself. Thank you so much for listening to the GSMC Weird News Podcast.